when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of زيارة العاشوراء. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. Now, we were talking about the rationale behind the validity of curse or distancing someone from Allah's mercy. I mean, praying to Allah to distance from His mercy those who deserve to be distanced. Don't forget, this is the true meaning of la'an. So la'an is a kind of prayer, is a kind of asking from the Almighty Allah. And that is why we have said many times that the word curse does not completely imply the meaning of la'an. And whenever we use a curse, this is just for the sake of translation and nothing else. Now, in the previous episodes, we discussed the validity of curse, since Allah curses those who torment Allah and the Holy Prophet in both this world as well as the hereafter. And in our traditions, it has been explicitly mentioned that tormenting Lady Fatima, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the relatives of Prophet, a believer, tormenting a warrior in the way of Allah, tormenting a neighbor, and also all the Muslims, is tantamount to tormenting Allah and the Holy Prophet. So, consequently, the tormenting ones are cursed by Allah in this world and hereafter. Based on what we have said so far, we realize that la'an is an expression of harmony with the All-Wise, the Merciful, with Allah Himself, because He is the one who curses those who deserve it. The Holy Quran says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. How shall Allah guide people who have disbelieved after their faith, and after bearing witness that the apostle is true, and after manifest proofs have come to them? وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Their punishment, their requital, is that there shall be upon them the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this is the Holy Quran that mentions the word la'n. As the last verse to be discussed, for example, the Holy Quran says, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. The verse says, shall I inform you concerning something worse than that as a requital from Allah? Those whom Allah has cursed and with whom He is wrathful, and turned some of whom into apes and swine, and worshippers of evil. Such are in a worse situation and more astray from the right path. So it is not only allowed in Islam to seek the divine expulsion for those who deserve such expulsion, it is also what the Almighty Allah does. Therefore, there are so many instances in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, in the verses of the Holy Quran, as well as the distinguished companions of the Holy Prophet, where La'n is perfectly expressed. Now let us have a look at some instances of using the word La'n in the traditions. For example, the Holy Prophet is reported to have said, إِذَا ذَهَرَتِ الْبِدَعُ فِي أُمَّتِي فَلْيُظْهِرِ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. When innovations appear in my nation, the knowledgeable one must manifest his knowledge, and whosoever does not do so, then upon him be the curse of Allah. Or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, مَلْعُونٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَالٌ لَا يُزَكَّى. Cursed, cursed is that wealth that is not purified. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, مَنْ قَالَ بِأَنَّنَا أَنْبِيَاءَ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. Whosoever says that we are divine prophets, may the curse of Allah be upon him. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي ذَلِكَ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. And so whosoever doubts about that, may the curse of Allah be upon him. These were some of the traditions from the Shi'i sources. We have also some traditions from Sunni sources, like Abu Bakr, who reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu, مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ ضَارَّ مُؤْمِنًا أَوْ مَكَرَ بِهِ. Cursed is the one who harms a believer or deceives him. These were some of the instances of usage of the word la'an in our traditions. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين